Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And here I sit, getting ready to do the old podcast, alone, mind you. And I always do a couple of warm-ups just before I get a little scale, sort of, followed by maybe a you know, a little major scale there. And
Paddy starts thinking to himself, I'd really love to have been a singer. I really think I could have done well.
I love the way
I wore a glorious sequin dress and danced like Gloria Gaynor.
And getting your thoughts out there.
I could be famous, more famous than anyone.
Allowing people to sort of hear the real you.
I think that people will be convinced by this, but, you know, I don't really know.
Doing this without Laurie.
I'm kind of making it up on the spot.
He'll be around soon.
I wish Laurie was here.
But when we join,
he's so handsome and strong.
We make a good team, the two of us.
I think I'd like to be him, really.
He's always been my best friend.
He's just... imagine being him. It must be fucking wonderful.
Like when we talk together and we send it out to you guys and we put it on the stream or whatever.
I wish I was in love with him and his girlfriend. That would be wonderful.
And you get to, you know, all this. And you get the podcast and you listen to it. You get
I should probably stop thinking about Laurie. He's
into our friendship.
Stunning to ruin my life if
Which I love. I really do love our friendship. It's very special.
I think if I keep talking about our friendship, people might think I'm into him.
I always thought.
Oh shit! I'm losing it. I'm losing it. I should really think about something else. Oh, Keira Knightley. She's nice.
I don't know if you've ever seen the film, the Crusades or whatever it's called. The Kingdom.
I think I got away with it.
Kingdom of. Yeah, no. She
mentioned Keira Knightley. Quickly. You haven't talked about Keira Knightley yet.
Is in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Shit.
And she's always been.
Is Laurie really going to get here soon?
Great actress. She's sort of like a budget Natalie Portman.
I don't think I've ever seen her in anything.
Natalie Portman, actually, I prefer because of Black Swan.
Oh, Jesus, Natalie Portman. She would get it.
She
is that something I say?
She.
I don't think that's something I say. I think they've realised.
You know, she's always been to me.
I think
sort of a aunt.
Can they tell I'm touching one of my nipples very slightly?
I hope not. Hang on. I'm sorry. You know what?
Oh, it's just getting a bit hard.
No,
I'm just going to tug it a bit.
Stop
and see what happens.
Hello?
Oh,
really?
Yes! Margaret!
With the internal monologue idea up until
that's
then.
What's wrong with that?
But
that's going really
well. Let's not steer it towards sex, if that's what we do. And
I can't help if that's what you're thinking.
Don't mention Keira Knightley. You know what I thought about.
You've made this a shambles. This an utter shambles.
Well, yeah, no, I think you're the one that has made this is a shambles. Yeah, your grammar. Fuck you, man.
Nice. Well, would you look at that? We've gone and done it. Another pod shambles is on the air.
They're sitting down. They're sitting in two chairs.
We can't do
what
two.
What are they doing? They're having a great time. They're sat in the two chairs, sitting at the desk, touching all the ducks. Ducks and dogs.
Welcome back to the pod shambles with Paddy and
Can
Laurie.
I be the first to congratulate
Paddy's
you?
Off on one. Yes, hello.
On your recent accolades.
Thank you.
In the Indias.
The Indias? Because what did I do in the Indias?
You were...
Why are you touching my back?
Because
like that,
cricket's not easy. And you've been very good at it recently, so yeah. I hear, in the Pepsi League.
The Pepsi League?
Yeah, that's what the IPL, the inter- Yeah, yeah, that's...
Well, how do you know that?
Johnny taught me.
Are you slightly... Is that the thrust of your story?
Johnny tried to get me into... Johnny tried to get me into cricket.
This is the Bodgehams, the Paddy's already on a tangent. Well, we're about 30 seconds
number 28.
In.
Oh, it's the 28th in its line. You know, a couple of...
Tell me that story about Johnny.
Oh, okay, we'll go on to that in a second. That was another thing I had planned. But yeah, no, Johnny's been trying to get me into cricket because like, as I've recently been getting into sport, thanks
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, well done.
And Laurie can attest to this, and I want you to, otherwise mm-hmm. I'll be sad.
Okay.
I am now pretty good at football nodge.
Nodge. Yeah, nodge is not a word used
nodge
by the whole community.
Nodge is knowledge
That's
for
minus,
cools.
You've just gone down cool. one rank. You're now at... Like
Queen's
the,
Park Rangers
you're
level.
The equivalent,
Whoa.
Great. You've relegated. You are equivalent, you're the equivalent of an 8-year-old with a Panini football sticker album right now. You've got the names, you're enthusiastic, you're pretty knowledgeable.
Right.
Right? And you're developing a deeper understanding for the game.
Yeah.
And you're well on your way, but you did just...
The beautiful game.
You fell down there before you were like Alan Henson. That's a football joke there, because he's not a very good player.
Or Jim Henson.
Yeah. You've very clearly... displayed your lack of football knowledge. Anyway, yeah. You went to sport in India, cricket, and why were you asking me about India? That's the next question.
Oh.
Part B of this GCSE examination.
Part B was...
Explain your answer. Well, use diagrams. Don't be afraid to put a pipette in.
Blub, blub, blub. I've made a vaccine. That's what scientists
well,
you've done, do.
Yeah. Anyway.
I was like, I was getting out my sort
your
of
bra,
science
your
bra.
Your science
at that point. Oh, it's all visual so far. It's all visual.
All the syringes.
No, I was going to ask about it because basically, we haven't sat down together and done this in a little
no.
while.
No. How often do we start a podcast by saying that?
Yeah,
incidentally.
No. Anyway.
It's been a while.
Just breeze over it like an albatross above water.
Yeah, causing the death of innocent sailors beneath us.
Exactly.
That's our way.
They're only trying to fish. No, you've because we haven't sat down, and there must be a reason, basically. Mm. And basically, this time
it's
has been
I find
has been,
you very unpleasant
yeah,
to be around.
Also, there's the unpleasant thing, but that's sort of point 2B.
Okay, yeah.
But point 1A.
That's the extra.
The
bit,
most
that's
of
the extra
both,
credit.
Yeah,
for the GCSE
numbers
answer.
And letters. Is that we geographically haven't been able to do this?
No, because of course
you've been releasing
skiing
videos
in Mozambique.
I've been well. I tried. no, like because you've been away. I've been away.
Yep.
I've been on tour. You've been away with work.
Yeah.
Like, but I think the advantage is when you get home.
Yeah.
You get to sit down together and have a good old chat about, you know, what
on earth you've been up to.
What did you learn?
I see.
Yeah,
no, did you go on a fact finding holiday?
Well, yeah,
did you?
I think
were you now a man of the world?
Oh well, I went to
and books with arcane scrawlings. As you discover the hieroglyphs.
I went to like
yes, and we'll take them back to Monty, and he will appraise them.
Monty
for great value. And
they,
this one displays
my
Set
balls.
And Anubis. And what is that Hathor? Oh no, it's just a cow.
Thoth.
Yes, quite.
I loved Thoth. No, like, I went to something like 40 cities in 45 days.
Okay.
And I've learned a little something.
Wait, were they all in the UK?
All in the UK.
So what have you learned about the UK, man?
I've learned the UK on the whole.
Yeah.
Is
a country.
It's a country. I like to call it that. Anyway.
Yeah, it's and, your little pet name.
We've got principalities, we've got Guernsey.
Sure.
We've
Who
got,
doesn't
sure.
Monaco, please?
Sure. But I find that it turns out it makes a lot of different people to make a country.
This is
great.
Not a fact. This is
great
witticisms.
Witticism.
Yeah.
But
tell me an actual fact about a town you went to.
Okay,
go.
Name a town I went to.
I don't know. Loughborough.
So, didn't go Loughborough.
Well, exactly. This is going to be really fruitless. Whitney. It's all going to go raging.
Didn't go to Whitney
Bristol.
Did go to Bristol.
Yes, Bristol.
Okay, so Bristol, it's funny. Right, because people think of Bristol and they think...
And they love airline food.
Chimneys, planes, you know, it's all Bristol.
Chimneys and planes?
Yeah, you know.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, of course,
I mean,
it's the big thing. But actually, it
naturally,
is...
Naturally, chimneys
the,
and planes are the first thing you think of
Bristol. Would you believe that when I got to Bristol, right, first thing...
Don't tell me there weren't any planes.
No planes.
Oh, fuck.
Right, so what do I have to do? I only got to go and get the bloody trolley bus.
Oh, the trolley bus.
Which,
Bristol
you know,
trolley
you
bus.
You thought
almost,
was only in Moscow in the 1980s.
Yeah,
but he's actually in Bristol.
That's
and I,
fascinating.
So I went around Bristol in this trolley bus.
Because I would have thought that the one thing that would definitely be true about Bristol is there would be planes... And chimneys.
And automobiles.
And automobiles.
Just like the
course,
film,
I mean,
planes, chimneys and automobiles.
Mate, we're not in Scotland, right?
No, no. Hey, whoa, we're not Dundee.
Okay, well that's really interesting.
So I went around that, and also it's interesting, because you take the trolley bus around the city and it's sort of it's not a guided tour, because obviously you're on a bus, but there is a guy at the front of the
Don't
bus.
Be a cunt, mate.
And everything we went past, right, was in some way related to sort of anti-inflammatory like tablets.
This is and, okay. Why? How did you find that out?
No, and it's just because he kept saying, you know, normally they're like, and on the left is where the Queen went for lunch, and like on the right.
Always, and here's where the Queen went for
and here's where the very famous hairdressers, Madame Césaire, and like all this kind of stuff. And you see it, and you go, oh, you know, George
Madame
Clooney
Césaire.
Went
where
there.
Have you ever seen a famous hairdresser called Madame Césaire?
France. Okay. So fuck off. Yeah. Yeah. So, but and
sorry,
every
I forgot
fact
about
he
France.
Gave, like it started very vague. And yeah. It's like, oh, this is a place that the earth used to swell. You know, but now it doesn't anymore. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. Maybe it's a ley line. Maybe it's a river and underwater. You know, underfloor heating.
You appear to be rapidly running out of steam. Yeah, mate, no.
And then slowly it became more and more medical. It's like, oh, this is where the first trials were taken on people who had enlarged heads. And you know, so...
it's a great tour, mate.
Yeah,
very informative.
He was going past every building, and he was going.
A very specialised thing to know about a building. And I'm surprised there are that many buildings where that happened. But
Jeff,
interesting.
Jeff Nurofen, born 1881.
Okay, I think that's enough of that fact, Patrick. Would you like me to tell you a fact?
Yeah, so you've been in where you've been. You've been Paris. You've been...
Yes, French I went Open. To Paris now.
Now.
Let's... Oh, what I couldn't tell you about
now,
Paris, mate.
What did the French Open? Was it La Finestra?
Well, what people think that's Latin and not. Maybe it is French, I don't know.
Yeah, just open
the album. The French, what people don't know about the French Open, Paddy, and I've got my hands on my upper hips to display this knowledge, is that it's actually, marks the opening of the ferret season.
Oh, okay.
And the tennis came many years later.
Surprise.
Many years, because, you know, what is the best thing for, you know, getting the ferrets to behave themselves?
What is tennis? Is what I want.
Swing some rackets and balls around. I think you know what tennis is, Paddy. It's a game wherein two people, or maybe, if you're lucky, two teams of two people, hit a ball with
bats. Or we call them doubles.
Doubles, yes, we do. Well, you knew what this was anyway. But, and they what they would do is they would, is the only thing that ferrets are definitely afraid of is fast flying balls, as everyone knows.
Balls. Fast flying balls.
I can't tell how much attention you're paying because you're just rolling a cigarette during me telling a story. You're so enthralled.
No, I'm so
anyway,
interested.
Paddy, if you're not that interested, it's ferrets. And there were 800 of them there when I went. And they, and Rafael Nadal, and Andy Murray, and Anna Kournikova, and Elvis Costello. All ran around.
Apart.
And got the ferrets.
Did they? Did they ride?
Back to the Bourgogne.
The ball going. Joking apart though, you did see Rafael Nadal play tennis.
He got his shirt off so many times in that match, I almost swooned.
Is there a culture of that in tennis?
Not really. He's quite, it's not really swaggery. It's not like football players. It's not like Cristiano Ronaldo getting out and flexing his
every time.
Boobs.
Or, best goal ever in FA Cup history.
Which one?
Shit. I even watched the program. Yeah. The one where at the he takes his shirt off and he's surprisingly
Ryan
hairy.
Ryan Giggs.
Ryan Giggs.
Okay, but that's my
Ryan Giggs
about...
playing against Paris. Saint-Germain.
No, not Paris. No, playing against. That's not in the FA Cup, mate. It's English. I was just telling you about Paris again.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You clearly have not done much research about football, have you?
Sorry. Yeah. But you got to see him play tennis. You got to rattle them up. How was that?
That was great. Thanks. I'm really glad to hear
you went on a tour
of vested interest.
You went on a tour of the sewers.
I did go to that. Was actually something I actually did.
That's actually quite cool because I've never
is
been.
Is it though? It was a very weird experience. So my dad, me and my dad had a day together, just us two boys.
Yeah, lads.
And me and my dad have quite similar tastes in doing stuff in which we quite like wandering around and eating and drinking.
Well, you're foodies.
But dad always feels, I think he feels like he needs to give a bit more than that, which is totally wrong, but, you know, I enjoy it anyway.
To you?
Yeah, right. He feels like, let's make this a bit of a boys' adventure.
Yeah,
so
my dad's the same.
He's very cool about it. He's like, oh, I organised us two tickets to go and look around the French sewers. And I was instantly appalled, but then actually quite excited about it. And the French sewers are everything I thought they would have weren't. They are so boring.
Are they like?
But it was even more fun because Dad and I got to then take the piss, which is the best bonding experience.
But that sounds really fun. You were there for like 3 days, but I missed you. I missed you.
Okay, so where else did you go then? What other facts did you placate yourself?
Name a city, any city.
Cardiff.
Cardiff I went to, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to test you on this because I know Cardiff particularly
genuine fact number one, our sound technician knew you.
Yeah, well, that
and
is...
knew your genuine. Old band.
I like how you prefix that with genuine fact.
Yes.
As if to imply some of these may not.
Maybe.
I mean,
somewhat
they're genuine facts.
Yeah, no, they really are. They are
Yeah, sorry, but
de
he
facto.
Knew me. How did he knew me?
He knew you.
Yeah.
Gary Newman. He knew you because he used to be the sound engineer at the venue that your band used to play.
Oh.
So I was talking about you, and I was talking about, because I always do. I always
yeah, exactly.
I slam open the door of a venue and go,
"Hey, have you heard about Laurie Hammock?
Whoa, I got a friend, right? He's called Laurie. Whoa, he can touch two butts at the same time. I will. And he eventually called on and was like, "Oh, did they go to Cardiff Uni?" I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Oh, is it Laurie Havelock?" And I was like, "Yeah." So got on about that.
But it's a shame
because the show was going well until about 10 minutes in. Right. Snakes, right?
a river of snakes.
Yeah, no,
Cardiff is so famous for those rivers of snakes.
It was fucking biblical.
Or they call them snakes. Yeah, that's what they call it. Snakes. Did you pick up a Welsh accent, Paddy? Because that is spot on.
No, what is it? No, what is it? I am from... What? You? What? Hey. It, what is... I am a member of Welsh Parliament.
Welsh Parliament.
Down on Barry Island.
Fireman Sam.
Don't suppose any of you have seen the wine.
Which is the way to the hotel?
By a Gulf. Biker Grove.
Alright, stop now.
I'm sorry.
End of facts. Rivers of snakes.
Cardiff was fascinating. It was a real learning curve.
Eye-opener.
Can I say, or as they call it, a learning.
I've got one more fact for you, my fine feathered friend. Stop it.
Went to Frankfurt.
Ah, Frankfurt. Home
of the sausage.
Home, of course, to which people think it's called the Frankfurter, but it's actually called the Gankgurter. It's a very funny mistake.
Right.
Someone rubbed out a bit of the G on all the signs when they shipped the first lot to Iceland. And ever since then, it was Kerry Katona's fault, really. Mm. And she claimed from thenceforth they were Frankfurters. And thus it is known in the big book of ex-atomic kitten people.
Okay.
Now, I might have made that one up because Frankfurt was so deathly boring
Was
nothing there that warranted telling you about.
So we haven't actually spoken. You genuinely got back
I stayed with a nice guy called Vladimir. Hi, Vladimir, if you're listening. That would be quite odd if he tracked me down.
Is it Vladimir a Russian name?
He's Ukrainian, actually. And he was a really lovely dude. Very, like... You know when you can tell very quickly from talking to someone that they're kind of operating on another level. They're so kind of clever.
Yeah.
And I found out after talking to him, he's a neuroscientist. And he's working on all this crazy stuff with, like, controlling stuff with your mind, but in a legitimate way, like using brainwaves to make a little robot move. He does that. But he's also a photographer, and in his flat, there are some, and I know he won't be embarrassed by this because they're in his flat, but I was embarrassed by it. Lots of quite sexy photos of, I assume, his girlfriend, or just maybe a girl.
Oh, okay.
And I was so British about it. I felt like I couldn't look at them. I came in the room and I didn't even know her.
Did you comment on them? Did you say
no? He said he introduced. He when I got there, it was a very brief kind of handover, as it's known in the Airbnb biz. Yep, that's going to be a reference fee for me. Thank you very much.
Nice.
Other hostel and room rating venues are available.
Do we need to say
just call Paddy Tours?
Paddy.co.uk. Padstores.gov. Oh. I'll take you around anywhere you want.
And you have a kipper for breakfast, but
have
it might be
for breakfast
in your pants.
And a sweep at the end.
But, he told me when I got there, he was very much like, I asked about the photos. Oh, yeah, they're of my girlfriend. But I didn't twig the kind of the slightly X-rated ones in the corner until he was gone. I think if we broached it when he was there, I would have been a bit initially, but then, you know, I would have confirmed with him that it was all right that I was allowed to look at them.
Yeah, you
like,
don't want to...
subconsciously. I wouldn't be like, mate. Is it alright if I just have a little look at them? I won't touch them or nothing. I won't do anything weird.
But
I want to see because I've never. Oh, it's a booby, isn't it? Boobies are dead nice.
The naked human form.
Yeah, I apologies, young lady, if you're listening to this. I mean, no one's going to know it's you. if that's somehow a bit weird to hear, then I'm sorry.
I'm going to post her full address and his full address
and
in all the description.
Our toenails.
Well, what?
That's what you're going for, man. That's your kind of bag.
No, I'm not going to post. Never mind. I'm going to post in an internet sense.
Oh, I see. Well, don't.
Hasn't the internet done well?
Oh, we need to move on now.
Xylophone song. It's the xylophone song. Xylophone song. I love xylophones.
I've got a little something for you.
Oh, yay! Is it a present?
It's
big present. Did you get me a Transformer?
It's the present of
a Zord.
A Zord.
Did you get me a Street Shark?
No, it's more... You know what? It's a gift.
Did you get me a Stretch Armstrong?
It's a gift for the soul.
Did you get me a Polly Pocket?
It's a spiritual...
Did you get me a... Tyrannosaurus Rex!
You're now going to be very disappointed, okay, I'm afraid. Because what I've got you is I have devised...
Yeah.
A sort of... It's not a quiz.
Oh, yeah.
It's more of a test.
Oh, that doesn't sound
fun. No, it doesn't sound fun. But you know, on like a, on like big TV shows...
Last
like
test I did, I got...
Oprah and all this kind
of
shit.
I got loads of them. I got...
You got loads of them.
Chlamydia and the crabs
if
and
you,
the...
No.
Oh, and the bum eyes.
No, you're too
the,
pure.
The dodgy nose.
You're like a little, the, like a little,
the wacky legs,
angelic duck.
And I got the
Look,
the wonky bum.
Basically, I was watching some show the other day, and it was some bullshit, one of those like big American TV shows, like a chat show kind of thing. And they were talking about this thing called the Briggs-Myers test.
Oh, okay, I know the Briggs-Myers test. Yeah,
which is, you probably heard of it. Like, yeah. It's like the description is like it's very much like it's a test that people take. There's something like 100 questions, something like that.
Yeah,
and basically your answers then determine what personality type you are. And they're like AFG1 or whatever, like,
INTJ,
and then they have like a little what's the word, like a title associated, like the commander or the romantic or the lover or the...
Do you know
whatever.
It's based on the personality archetypes first constructed by Carl Jung,
the archetypal constructs. Carl Jung.
Immanuel Kant
that was
Jeremy Bentham.
Yeah, and Jeremy Bentham. Jeremy Bentham, you see, it's how I used to remember all these guys. But
school days, eh?
For school days. But I was thinking, like, oh, I should really do this personality test on Laurie. And then I actually looked at it and it was very dull. It's like your questions are just enormously boring. Right, so I thought what I'd
step up from usual, mate.
I would devise a little test of my own.
Oh, wow.
Just for you.
Hang on, is this not going to be quite revealing? You're not going to, like, reveal dark truths?
I might, but you've got to be... Are you willing to cross the Rubicon?
Am I willing to enter the Crystal Maze?
Shall we go through the Mirror of Erised?
Shall we tango
Marjorie?
Did you
go through that mirror?
No, you look at it.
Oh.
And it tells you what you want.
Like a mirror, I guess, otherwise
desire.
It would be the portal of Erised.
Yeah,
would be.
It's not the Matrix, mate.
No, exactly. Will you take the red pill, the blue pill? You see, this
I'll
is
take
all...
it all. Give them all. No. Yes, please, Noel. I'll take what's in the box.
Okay. All right. Okay. Fuck off. So, right, I am doing it on you. There are a number of questions that may vary.
I hope they do. And this is a very repetitive quiz.
They're definitely very well written.
On that blank piece of paper.
They are very... I've prepared... for months. That's why I've been off on
people
tour.
Aren't taken right. in by that
I've
anymore
been off on
Paddy.
Tour. I'm sat there in Aldershot going, what am I going to do
I'm
going
to compose a personality quiz
yeah,
for
exactly.
Laurie
based on Oprah.
Is this just going to be like you being like, number one, who stole Paddy's cheese last week while I was away?
Maybe you'll just have to wait and see, my friend.
Okay, go on, hit me. Let's go.
Alright, okay,
ready.
We're going to start with
is
a basic
pre-out or a disclaimer.
Okay, yeah, the disclaimer is, don't blame me. Anything that you may find out or reveal to our audience, okay? Right, because these guys are lifeline to the world.
Stop
right?
procrastinating and you know, get on
okay,
with the quiz. All right, mate.
Okay.
They don't give a shit. Okay. I don't give a shit. Who's to blame?
All right, okay. Each thing has a number of answers. It's multiple choice. Although sometimes you can throw in a wild card answer and it might affect the personality type you come
okay,
at.
Right. Okay, I see. You've got
so
a couple
you,
of like
if you've got one,
blank
if you think,
text boxes.
If you think I'm trying to bamboozle you, right, okay.
I shout shenanigans
this is
and
not,
leave?
Yeah, exactly. This is not something for the podcast, but I got bamboozled by someone yesterday and I have to tell you about it later. Okay. But anyway, so right, okay, this personality test, right. Okay, right. Question one.
Okay.
Question one.
Hit me.
I'm just going to write.
You have to be Laurie, Bob from Wipeout. Bob Monkhouse.
No.
Yeah, you do. You have to do it in that exact style. Okay, our first question.
No. Because
all right, you
more,
can be Les Dennis
be
from
more,
Family Fortunes.
I have to be more of a therapist.
Chris Tarrant.
I have to be more.
Chris Tarrant.
Softly spoken.
Anne Widdecombe.
Sort of like Chris Tarrant crossed with Anne Widdecombe.
Anne Widdecombe doing the weakest link.
Anne Widdecombe. Like Cran. Cran.
Imagine Anne Widdecombe.
Okay.
Doing the
so Laurie Havelock. I've written Laurie Havelock onto the page. I'm writing personality test below it, so it's an official.
Document,
and then you have to. So can I just get you to sign?
Yeah,
this
okay.
is my disclaimer. This dotted. Just sign that. Good. Well, what you've drawn is a dick with a butt, with and a face with a right. Okay, this already has told me more than this test will ever be able to tell me.
Oh,
okay.
Well, I didn't realize this
that
is part
was,
of the test.
Secret question one was: what does Laurie draw instead of his signature?
You knew
you
have drawn. Draw something.
You have drawn a penis. With another penis attached to his balls. So already, I'm giving you a big...
Wait, that's not what I've drawn. I have, you didn't know. The listeners aren't going to believe that, Paddy. Not this time. I've drawn a lovely peacock.
No.
Peacock.
You think it's a peacock, but actually what I'm seeing, it's like a Rorschach test. No. What you've drawn actually reveals more about you.
Outing myself to be a sexual predator.
So for number one, you have scored...
zero.
Zero.
Just that kind of test.
You've scored zero. But no,
I thought it was just
going to
tell me who I am.
No, the numbers don't always mean what you think. Zero doesn't mean worst. Oh. It could be. Maybe it's from minus five to five, and zero is the average. Maybe did you ever think of that? But I'm going to add the letters G, F, and I'm actually going to do a half diminished symbol. from
everyone's
going
to understand that.
So I know that that's GF half diminished, which to me means something.
Okay.
Right, and I'm going to top.
Oh, great. Is this going to be like you're just going to have a crazy concealed thing? In the end, it's going to be a big banner saying, ha ha ha, you are a bit of Telusa.
Well, question two was actually the assumption that you can't from question one. And once again, you get a big fat zero. And then I'm going to put
you are
A,
fucking
B,
loving this made up
A,
quiz.
B positive.
Now, you need to tell me exactly what that means now.
It's your blood type.
Yeah, it's not my blood type, because you can't be AB.
No, AB positive.
AB positive, mate.
AB positive, yeah?
A B positive?
AB positive.
Are you sure it's a B? A B?
But what you
positive?
What you need to remember is...
Oh, AB!
These letters aren't going to mean anything to you, but me, as a trained psychologist...
Yeah.
I'm able to determine. So far you've got plus.
You are a master of wank.
If you think about musical theory, that plus could be augmented, right?
It's like a little cross augmented,
yeah,
isn't
I know,
it?
But
it's
like,
not
I've
plus.
Drawn it a bit of a. Like,
yeah,
just,
I know.
Just
well,
give me a break, yeah.
Don't try to sound clever about music when you are, Mr. Music Man.
Question number three.
I'm ready.
Do you always feel alone?
No, what is this?
Yeah, are you always, and your question that I've done alone, question mark?
Yeah.
Your answers include A. Yes, definitely. Lots.
Fucking hell, mate.
B.
Is this you actually having a breakdown, but by the proxy of a quiz about me?
B.
Number one. Yes, B. I feel awfully like Paddy.
B. A. Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
lots.
All the time.
Okay. B. What? Hey, why are you being so personal, guy?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not obviously not going to answer that because you delivered it with a hostile tone.
Yeah, okay.
So I think I guess
C.
that's not a good
C.
answer.
Sometimes, Dad...
Okay. Yeah.
Or D.
Any more options? D.
Never. Not me, sir. No, not in a thousand years,
no,
sir.
None of those
but you
are
have
good.
To say it like a little urchin from the Titans.
I would say not me, Dad, because I think that's the most preferential option of all of them.
You've chosen answer C.
Dad.
I'm gonna write. I'm gonna put D A D,
which spells
with
dad.
Five ticks. Okay. Right. Okay.
Didn't have room for all the ticks.
That was I didn't. So I've done an auxiliary tick. Okay. Okay. Four. Four.
Yeah.
Question four.
Yeah.
Whilst fishing,
mm-hmm.
do you tend to...
Okay, it's a problem with this question already.
do you tend
really
to
go fishing?
A, hook, line and sinker.
Is that like, sink and then is
yeah,
that her?
Like, as in her, so like a fishing phrase. Like oh, hook, line and sinker.
Oh, I'll yeah. fuck that lady.
Yeah, or like...
is what
well,
it means.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite an archaic, awful thing. But do you... A, hook, line or sinker? Hook, line and sinker. Okay. B, hook, line or sinker?
Right, okay. Still sink her.
Yeah. C. Hook, line or synchronise. Okay, that's the dance fisherman
okay.
there. Or D. Always go for the turbot.
Always go for the turbot, mate.
Yeah, of course. Right, actually, you know what?
Turbot. You knew that before you asked it, didn't you?
D.
Turbot. If you want, you can do Turbot, the film about the snail, which thinks it's a fish and not actually really fast. Maybe you can cut that joke. Really
I'm not cutting it. Oh. Anyway, so, no, your letter score there is Z, Z, top.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah, top.
I'm on course for a cool
with
dude rating.
With a big, with a little smiley face. Look at him. Look at him there. Cock off, isn't he? Right, okay. Question five. God, we are soaring through these questions.
I'm sorry, I'm too distracted.
Okay, question
it's
five.
It's literally
question
the
five.
Least fun I've had, and I've been on business in Frankfurt in the last week.
Question five. When you look back over your life,
mm-hmm.
do you A, regret everything?
B, masturbate.
B, no. But that could be your wild card answer.
I don't want it to be my wild card answer, thanks.
B, and like, answer B, right? It isn't words. It's more sort of twitching.
Okay, do it. Okay.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah.
What's your expression during that twitching? No, tell me.
They can't see it. It's sort of an inane smile.
Just sit here like, with another 2 seconds of you creaking on
imagine,
the chair. Like, oh, yes, listeners. That's why.
No, imagine if you were locked in a room for 1,000 years. It's what you'd come out
okay,
looking
yeah,
like.
Which, okay, so
okay,
no.
So do you have any regret? When you look back, if you're like, A, regret everything.
B,
twitching.
Lots
of twitching. C,
No. Why have you only written A and C?
Because I forgot about B. B. Okay, so no.
C.
No. C. C. What's that, Mum? I didn't hear the question.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Continue the theme there. Yeah.
Or D. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm too busy thinking about narcissism.
Yeah, D.
D. Okay.
See, I love
D.
myself.
D. Nars.
What you've done there, mate, is you've actually been hoisted by your own petard.
Yeah.
Because now you're drawing a little narcissi. That's very lovely.
Yeah, wasn't that lovely?
Little flower. You've asked me if I'm narcissistic.
Yeah.
But that's an alternative to me remembering my own life. Which surely, if I'm narcissistic, would be like activity number one on my list of activities.
Remembering your own life, no, it might be glorifying a fantasy of your own creation.
All right.
Who's psychologist, Laurie? Yeah, Medicum. Paddy is.
I think that was bollocks. Yes,
we're on to page two. Okay. Now look, I'm going.
You almost threw out the window.
That would be really bad. Actually, I'm going to draw a small picture.
Okay.
Okay. And you are going to tell me what
do I
you,
have to say when I feel uncomfortable?
What you see?
Oh, I see what I see. I see a lovely little man.
No, hang on. No, I'm not done with the picture yet.
Lovely. Oh, a woman. Sorry.
No. I'm not done.
That's a skirt.
And I'm just adding this bit here because this is always a real telling factor. Okay. Now, what do you see?
I've seen you've drawn a really lovely space rocket, which is dedicated to Mum, and it's a mission to the moon for Mum.
So you
it's
see
a very lovely child's like homage to, you know, his departed mother. I think it's actually really sweet.
Oh, that's very sweet that you noticed that. Okay, well
but
that was
it
option.
Does look like a dick.
Okay.
So I do have to admit that immediately when I look at that rocket, I do somehow get a whiff of dick.
Okay, well,
just a little dusting of dick.
Answer A was your original answer. Okay, luckily, it was the exact words of your original answer. B was dick. Okay,
just dick
C,
will stop.
C, now, C is, you can choose to change your answer. What do you choose out of A? You choose A. Do you think more dick or more rocket?
More Mum rocket.
More Mum rocket, so A.
Which is also a good phrase for a dick, really,
very,
isn't it?
It's very
it's a rocket telling. For making mums.
Right, okay. So, fuck.
Out of women.
So, I'm going to give
or
you the option.
Dads. Now, of other men, like, if you're making some kind of, you know, test tube or, artificial insemination.
I think you're getting too involved in this answer, but I'm going to note that down, actually. I'm just going to put a little, he got too involved. Scriggle there.
Great. Dr. Right, Paz. Good.
And now, look, you can choose to change to answer.
Where is your doctorate from?
It's from the Institute of Contemporary Music.
Music of life, though, darling.
Now, you remember that old thing where it was like, oh, which of these three doors do you want the car?
Yeah.
Oh, now there's a goat behind one. Will you change? You know, and you get the option to
the
change.
The answer's always yes.
And the answer's always yes.
Because you've got a 2-3 chance of getting the car.
I'm giving the option to change to secret.
What if you want the goat? That's what I wondered.
I would love the goat.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'm giving the option to change to answer.
C, goats.
No. So answer C involves, I'm now going to make a small addition.
Addiction.
To this. And you're going to describe what you see.
Dick.
And then you can choose to take that as your answer
or
not. Okay. So you're just going to... I'm just going to...
Dishonest,
I'm
going to
draw
honest.
A couple of things.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a speech bubble.
No,
it's
hang
speech
on. Bubble.
A crying speech bubble.
A couple of things. Now, I just want you to bear with me.
That's a small
No, just... Now, hang on. And I'm just putting...
It's a crying fire hydrant.
Yeah.
But he's crying for him what looks to be a small... thin opening on his forehead. He has a little moustache. What the fuck is this?
I've made a small...
What is
I've made
this?
A small addition to the picture. Now, can you just say what you see?
Is this the rest of the test? It's just you drawing...
Just say what you see. Just say what you see.
I see. It looks like Ned Flanders, a man with a small bulbous nose and 8 teeth. And a pair of spectacles. And he's wearing like... He's been swimming. He's put a swimming cap on. But under his swimming cap, he's put like a bit of custard. And he's coked a hole in the top of the swimming cap. And then then pulled down on it really hard.
Okay.
So all the custard...
Like sort
emanates
of gathers and emanates. Yeah, yeah.
What might be called the head of the apparatus.
Yes. The
Meanwhile,
bell
he's
end.
Got a cocktail stick with the word Mum written on it stuck out of his right ear. Which makes it look like he's... Like a little cocktail sausage with someone being like, "Watch out, these are for Mum," on it.
Okay.
And
luckily,
accompanied by two wasabi peas and a little cocktail umbrella at the bottom.
Okay. So
that's what I would say. If you were to ask me,
is secret answer C.
That
but
is my
as an offshoot from that answer, there's also C1 and
C2. Oh, stop this, no.
C1
I've had
is
enough.
Do you see a cock with a beard? Answer
no,
C2
there's no beard.
Is do you see Hitler with his family?
Neither of those things.
So you're just choosing C natural?
Yeah.
Or middle C? Middle C. Say musical theory.
No, that's not what C natural is.
So you've gone for C.
You're a sham.
C natural. Right, I'm going to give you, for that, I'm going to give you an M, a U, an M,
and then a D, and an I.
Crosses, and then a small noughts and crosses board. Where
do
you,
I win?
No, I've won.
But, right, okay. That wasn't a win.
Okay. Question 7.
I won that.
Question 7, okay.
This is, I'm very tired. Okay.
When I say the word dad,
yeah,
do you immediately think, A, knife crimes, B, knife fights?
It's always a C, Paddy.
No.
No, there's
no,
always
in this
a
one,
C.
It's just A or B. And you have to, it's lightning round. A or C.
Graham's only
about
a minute into this
answer. A or B.
Knife crime.
Knife crime. Okay, so A. That was a really easy one. You passed that with flying colours. I'm going to just give you a straight up cock and balls.
Well,
now I'm projecting.
A lot more revealing about you, man.
Okay.
It's
question
only been
eight.
About the depression.
Question 8.
Parents and dicks so far.
Question 8. Fill in the blank. Okay. Oh no, blank is dead. A. Roger.
Okay.
I'm just writing Roger. B. Sam.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
I know a couple of Sams, so.
C. God. In capitals. Or D.
Is that me exclaiming? Am I exclaiming it like from somewhere?
Yeah, yeah.
The God one.
Or C. Sam. Maybe?
Oh, it's. You definitely can't write the word maybe on that evidence. You've drawn M-A-Y-B and then a hazard symbol. Because you fucked up so much. It's a hazard to
okay.
read. I'm going to go Sam maybe, because I would never be sure that Sam died.
That's a really
good
question.
All the Sams we know.
That, no, funnily enough,
yeah.
That's what I went for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why does that matter?
Okay, no, I'm just going to give you a B for that. That's all you
a
need.
A B? Why are we moving between cocks and numbers and letters?
How many questions
scores?
Have there been so far? Answer right away.
9.
There have only been 8.
No, you asked that question, though. Like you, as you asked that question,
oh,
you
no,
added
you're right.
another.
No.
You fucking prick.
You're right. There have been 9.
What is this?
There have been 9. I'm gonna write. Yeah,
I'm gonna write. I want you to write.
Well,
Laurie greater than Paddy.
Laurie great.
IR is better than
Laurie,
Weasel.
Greater than
Weasel.
Or actually, or equal to Paddy.
Weasel.
Let's be fairness. Okay. All right. And this is a big one. Question 10.
Yes, you. Yes, I will be your Valentine.
Thank you. Question 11. I'm just going to write down Valentine. I'm going to give us a big heart.
Aww,
and I'm going to put P and L with an arrow through it. And it's going to be... right, question 11. And then, no, this is the big one.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a summer's morning.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
Early 1700s.
Close my eyes and
yeah,
imagine
yeah,
this.
Early
okay.
1700s.
Yeah, okay.
Rome. Okay.
Rome.
You stroll out of your recently acquired sex taverna.
Don't think they were called sex tavernas,
and as
were they?
You're walking past the sex
were
taverna,
they called sex
you see all of the many prostitutes you've hired.
All the wonderful prostitutes.
To work in your brothel, because it was,
yeah.
you know, back then.
I treat them very
no,
well.
No,
right?
Yeah, no, it was more of a courtesan really well, house, actually. Yeah. It was a much more respected.
Very classy.
You know.
I'm like Littlefinger.
Yeah, you're Peter Baelish.
But
exactly.
Mo Roman.
And as you walk past them, you look the prostitutes up and the courtesans up and down.
Thank you. Yeah, please. They're
and
respectful ladies.
Do
and
you,
men.
Do you think, A... God, they all look a lot like Dad.
Okay, B.
B.
Oh, they all look...
I should get more prostitutes that look like Paddy, my best friend, also Italian.
What?
See?
Where's he also Italian?
This prostitute's near fewer legs, he says, brandishing his axe.
Well, I think all of that, so I even
D.
think that he says
D.
brandishing his axe.
D.
An axe also, if... not a way
D.
a weapon favoured by the...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Romans, was it, Paddy?
If only I'd won that snooker championship, I wouldn't have to rely on all of my sex people.
Yeah, actually, do you know what?
E.
Oh, God.
I wish Sam had been the hero in Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. Arguably he is, but people don't seem to agree with me.
And here's a thought
and
I have
then you, like, cut one of your thumbs off, and you're, like, drinking the blood.
What is this?
Or H?
F.
Seven. Or H? F.
F.
F. F.
You know, when I just told you what
you
it
look,
was
You look
ago.
The prostitutes over, and you think, I've made some wrong decisions, but you know what? All round, I think I'm happy with my self-esteem. I have good friends. I have good family. And you know, I've really built myself up. My wife is one of my and then you immediately shit yourself. Like, right then. Not surprised. You just... And it's like hot.
That's just a natural part.
It's like hot shit.
This is horrible.
And all the prostitutes...
This is horrible.
They've come to expect it. So...
They all dab me up.
So that's F.
Is it a bit of a sexy dabbing it out?
No, it's not sexy. It's really
vile. What
was
D again?
It's like filth.
What was D again?
D was like, oh, I wish I had a hammer or some shit like that. No, it was... D was cut them, you kill them all. They need fewer legs.
That was C, actually. No.
Oh, D
You
was,
don't even know your own fucking coins, mate.
D was...
This is a travesty.
What are you going for?
I don't know, because I can't remember all the options. They were so far-ranging and bizarre.
Maybe you've forgotten for a reason.
I wish all these prostitutes looked like Paddy is clearly what I'd go for.
Answer B. My favourite answer. That goes in my favourites list on my wall of psychology tests that definitely doesn't say anything about me. Right, I'm going to tot up the answers.
Okay, would you like some incidental music?
Yeah, I'm just going to tot up... Yes. Okay, yeah, of course.
I'm beginning to see... Does it fall from skies above?
Yeah. Oh, wow. This is really saying much more about you than it is about me. Right. Yeah. So I'm just going to do A, B, C. Cool. All right, I'm done.
Why are you drawing a goose?
Right.
What is this?
This is what I have in my hands, your psychological profile.
Okay.
At this point, you can choose whether or not to be in the room whilst I reveal it.
Yeah. Please. I think I would like to hear it at the same time as our 12 listeners.
Okay. All right. You are type BFY. Okay?
What does that stand for?
Which stands for...
Big fucking yogurt.
Big fucking yogurts.
Oh, really?
No. That's you making shit up. Obviously, it stands for big fucking yurts. So, basically... Now, BFY...
Go on. Right, you're not allowed now to stall for time for a minute.
Okay, alright. BF Yurts are, big fucking Yurts. Right, okay. It's a really interesting one. You are the
Stalling.
Same. I mean, no, you're the same as Jennifer Aniston. You're
Stalling.
The same as Brendan
Stalling.
Fraser. You're also the same as Stephen Adler.
What is it? Who's that?
Incidentally, drummer for Guns N' Roses had the same birthday as me, but we'll get into that later. Same day as the lead
Stop
singer
for time.
In Excess hung himself.
Prick, I told
so,
him.
What it says about you, right?
Why slipped that in as the last thing you say about that man?
You're
as
a go-getter. You're a go-getter. It's also it's
categorically
moniker. It's
not
little
true.
It's little moniker is the lonely clock. Okay,
I'm not a
so
go-getter.
Basically, you're a go-getter. Always on time, and you're very giving. And that's
oh mate, that's so sweet.
It's all about generosity, and it's about sort of like so. For instance, if you find a sheep, right?
Yeah. Which I've done many times.
Yeah, you know, if you find a lamb, let's say a lamb. Actually, they're more fragile. Like you find a lamb,
cook it.
And this lamb, he's hungry.
Yeah.
He's not had a particularly long day, but he sort of feels hard done by.
Yeah.
And all he wants to do is go home to his other lamb buddy, best lamb friend. Yeah, and he wants to go back, and he just needs someone to look after him. But you're the lamb. No, you're not a lamb. You're not a lamb. Never forget that.
Okay.
You're the guy who, if that lamb needed help,
right,
you'd be the guy who's like, oh, don't worry, lamb. Like, I'll cook you some dinner. I'll roll you some smokes. Like, hey, why don't we hang out? Like, oh, I bought the new Witcher game that you really like. You know, and like, oh, it's your birthday. I'll get you some present. Like, you're that
Is
guy.
This...
No. And like, and sometimes when this lamb returns from the pasture, right, or the
What's
savannah.
The
savannah. This is a hard done by lamb, lest we forget.
What is the savannah really?
He
mate?
Comes back, and all he wants is a cry and a shoulder to rest on.
Okay, is
and
this
maybe
about
maybe some risotto once in a while? Is
this,
all this lamb
is this about?
Wants.
Is this...
And you're the kind of guy who just takes that on the chin and goes, you know what? Once in a while, I am gonna buy you a souffle for no reason. I'm gonna bring it home.
Oh my god,
and I'm
man!
Put a
why
candle
you
in
tell
it, and
me
I'm
it was
gonna
about
say,
the souffle? You could have just told me about that, you fucking arsehole.
Because you forgot.
I forgot because you are banned from souffles because you were very naughty. Because you kept drawing penises everywhere and telling me to look and asking me
which
member of my family it was. And it wasn't any of them.
No,
but you were insisting.
Can I just say?
No souffle for you.
I wasn't drawing penises.
Oh, fuck off.
I was drawing butterflies and vases, two vases next to each other, looking at each other, and you just leapt to the conclusion that... You see, it all comes full circle. And I think, at the end of the day, that is what a full circle entails in its entirety of being that full circle that comes full circle, and it's like the Ouroboros? The Ouroboros? What's it called? The snake eating its own tail. Ouroboros. The Aurora Borealis.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
Who's the sick fuck now? Watch out for Clarence. He is a seagull. He's coming over for tea, so lock up your chips.
So listen, you know how we spend most of our time thinking of stuff that we don't have?
Yeah.
And imagining how great that would be. I mean, like, I imagine like everyone ever.
Oh yeah,
and you know when you imagine them really vividly.
Grass is always greener.
Yeah, and you get so into them that you can't quite draw yourself out of them.
But we'll never have them.
That's why I quit World of Warcraft.
That was yeah.
But like, do you? I mean, it's quite a fun activity, right? It's
yeah,
like
yeah.
to kind of like regale yourself with, "Ooh, imagine if I had all of these things."
Yeah, of course. Like, I spent my whole life living inside a sort of daydream yeah. as to like it's like that age old thing of like when someone's really nasty to you or says something, you think of the perfect comeback on the way home.
Oh,
it's that old timey gag.
L'esprit d'escalier is how the French call that.
Is that
true? Spirit of the stairs. Yeah, it's like the thought that hits you as you like go up the stairs out of where I think that's
oh,
the
right.
plague thing. Yeah,
that's very cool.
But like, it's so French to have a phrase for it.
I always think like hypotheticals, and like it's like every song I listen to, I imagine that I'd written it and like what that would be like, or like every time.
But even like even more than that, just like almost like a shopping list of like I wish I had.
Oh, you mean like real?
Well, maybe just, not even powerful things, no, but yeah, just yeah. be like, okay, if I could just do that thing, not even to be like, oh, I wish I had a really successful career in rock music. Maybe no, it all goes right.
But there's that always that's like in movies and stuff, especially
monkey's
when people,
poor,
like,
mate.
It's very
monkey's poor,
Faustian.
Monkey's
right?
poor.
Where you go, I wish
monkey's
I,
poor.
Shut up! I wish I was all powerful, and then the devil says. Well, then you will be all powerful,
oh, but
it turns out you've made
off.
Out of butts.
Yeah, your butt will fall off.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, mate. Like, okay, so
it's though it, like it's always that. Whenever you wish for something that's
yeah.
too great a thing,
it's never as good as it seems.
Yeah, it's like yeah, like if you wish for something with a genius.
There's
like,
a very good
like,
phrase for this, which is escaping me. I'm sure there's
I know,
a,
there
very,
is
there's a cliche.
Yeah, it's there is a phrase,
but
there's a term.
Right. What I reckon though is that I have a pretty good because we know each other quite well.
Yeah.
I've got quite a good grasp on what would be your dream scenario. But also,
yeah.
I've got quite a good grasp on what would make it really unpleasant for you at the same time.
So, oh, so what would
happen?
Yeah. Is it Schadenfreude?
No, that's very specific. That's like taking joy in someone else's misery.
Oh, okay.
I do take joy in your misery sometimes.
Okay, all right,
okay. Minor misery. All right, so the proviso for you is that you have
right.
an entire husky dog sled team
right.
at your beck and call.
Oh.
All hours of the day, right?
At
all
large.
Whenever you want.
At large.
Not only, have you got them at all your beck and call, they're also lovely. Okay, 10 huskies, different colours, maybe slightly different breeds, but they're
oh.
all like, they're all perfectly, like, they're quite uniform. And
can one of them be a dog that's just not a husky?
No. They're functional. They're fully
oh.
functioning. Maybe they have like another small mammal that sits on one of their heads
yeah,
to command
yeah.
them.
Yeah,
like a little ratter's
like
favourite.
Snoopy and Woodstock.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're all lovely, well-natured dogs. And the best thing is that they live in our flat, but we've got someone who's not a prick, who looks after them all the time for you.
Zach.
Like, no, because then they'd like Zach more. It's someone
yeah,
who the
no,
dogs
they have
know
to like me the
is
most.
just like, okay, maybe it's a different person every day, and they always get really well looked after and they're loved, but there's no worries when you go away on tour and stuff. You can take one of the two of them on the tour if you want.
I could go on tour.
Yeah, the possibility.
With the sled.
The possibility that's you, right?
Right.
Those dogs.
I mean, that
okay.
would be my wish.
Yeah.
That would be what I wish
okay,
for.
Okay, but...
Yeah.
But I will grant you that wish.
Okay.
Little Paddy. With my monkey's paw.
Oh,
one
yeah,
of the
you've got little monkey's paw. Okay.
And Chris down. But...
Oh, my God. How many fingers does monkey's
paw? I don't know.
Five.
It's just several.
Yeah.
But the only thing is...
Yeah.
Each of the dogs...
Yeah.
...that at all times has a little swastika armband on. Like, there's nothing you can do to remove it, and they don't particularly hold, you know, far right views or anything. Like
they don't
stand for anything themselves. It's just that some quirk of their breeding means they've got this pearl. Like, it's not even like fur. It's just like a
it's cloth. Like an armband that
and
is...
you can't remove it or they'll die.
What can I cover it?
No.
Oh.
No, it's very uncomfortable for them. It's like a little sore. They have to have it open.
Can I make each of them wear something on the other arm that makes that distracting? Like a sort of shiny pendant? So that...
How simple do you think people are? And a small, shiny bit of metal is going to distract them from the nasty dog sled team in front of them. But, like, you could, like... It's an armband. It's not like Inglourious Basterds. It's not like carved into their head. It's subtle.
So it looks Nazi like armbands, I've given
let's,
them that.
Let's be honest. Our Nazi armbands are subtle, aren't they? You could, when you're whizzing past people, they wouldn't.
Okay, so at speed, they're not racist.
But we don't know. All your friends and family, everyone you ever introduced those
and
dogs
I can
to.
Never convince people that that's how they're made.
And you can't like, be, no.
It's as if I've
no.
added an armband yeah. to each one.
Whether it's that you added it or that you specifically sought these dogs out
Dude,
in the first
place. Of course I couldn't do that. Like, that is not a good enough, like...
No, but as long as that is basically the way you have to use them, you just have to use them really sparingly, and only when you want to travel really fast, and you have to make sure there's, like, a garage at the other end you can keep them in.
I could only go to, like, I could only take them out to, like, more recreation, kind of, like...
There you go!
Like, I could use them as movie set dogs for war.
Yeah, exactly.
But then again, there weren't a lot of Huskies.
The new Indiana Jones film.
With the exception of Operation Barbarossa.
New Indiana Jones film, set in... Germany.
Right. Good.
The Nazis.
Turn of the Nazi century.
In a nuclear winter. Oh, very useful.
Like dead snow.
Very useful.
Like
a couple of million.
Well, yeah.
So is that a no then? Is that
I
what
think
I'm
that's
sensing?
A no. I don't think I can be. Okay. Oh, did you hear Paddy bought 10 dogs?
That's,
oh, that's
sorry,
amazing.
Mate,
what are they like? They're Hitler.
This,
like,
so that's the nature of the monkey's paw. I can't do anything about it. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Go on,
well,
lay me away. Right, if you think that's. You know, give me a better one then. Give me more of what you've got in mind.
Okay. All right. Right. So, your wish, as far as I'm concerned, you got a lot of wishes. Here's just one of them.
Okay, lay a little wish on me.
Take this for chance.
Lay a little wish on me.
Everywhere you go, right, you have a little man following you around. Okay?
I love it already.
And it's not like, oh, look, it's funny because he's a dwarf. It's not that. He's not a dwarf.
He's a very anatomically correct small
exactly.
man.
He's like a foot high.
Like a little pixie.
Yeah, he's basically, but he's dressed as a tiny butler.
I love it already!
But he's got, like, comically big ears.
Oh, what's he called?
And he listens out for messages for you.
Flapsworth.
Flapsworth the butler. Flapsworth comes with you everywhere, okay? And he sleeps in a shoe, okay? He sleeps in a shoe.
Oh, and I can hang it up from the door for him like a little hammock.
Yeah, exactly. And he wears a nightcap and he's got, like, a little, like, matchbox-sized pillow.
Yeah,
right,
okay.
He's brilliant, is the thing. But he has, right, a magic suitcase. Okay. And it's tiny. It's like think
yeah,
Mary,
yeah,
Poppins,
Mary Poppins,
right? He's wheeling this behind him.
Is it always a bit, like, cumbersome to take? He's like, oh, like,
he can't carry everything. No, actually, he can.
Okay. Everything. A meteor.
No, but, like, it can't be, like, he doesn't have everything. It's not like a magic bag where you go, oh, Flapsworth, I want some grapes, and he has grapes. They're only things that you have put in there.
Okay, no, but it's in, like, one has put in there. Like,
one has put in there, exactly.
So as long as I told him in advance, he would have a supply.
So
of...
exactly. Flapsworth packs the essentials, right? He's got, like, a first
aid
kit.
And he's got,
kit.
Like, a baseline set of stuff.
Yeah, so but you can, at home, you can be in your room with Flapsworth, right? And you can pick up, like, a hammock rolled up and go, Flapsworth, would you put this in the magic suitcase? And he goes, of course.
Oh, but it is still magic.
Yeah, and he goes, whoop! And it, like,
and it all
and
fits
the hammock,
in.
It all fits in this tiny, like...
So
like,
I can put all my stuff ever in the bag?
Yes.
And just have it at all times.
Okay.
My little personal bank.
Yes, you have your own little personal bank.
You know, WoW, you can get the little...
exactly. And you've got, and in Don't Starve, you have Chester, the little, the chest that follows you.
So like that, but Flapsworth and his little
Flapsworth,
man.
And he's wisecracking
as
well.
But is he,
Flapsworth makes the sarcastic comments.
Is he Stephen Fry from Jeeves and Worcester?
Yes.
But a bit sillier.
Yes, but he's very, very skinny. Like, that's part of his humour, is he's very skinny, he's got giant...
Is he a bit, very good, sir?
Very good, sir. Yes, exactly. But he's lovely. And, like, all your friends really get on with him.
Oh,
as well.
Great.
But he doesn't impose on your friendships. No one is like, oh, Laurie has a slave.
Indentured servant.
Like, it's nothing like
is
that.
Is it? How do I have him then?
It's like, basically, it's just been accepted that you fulfilled an
it's
ancient
like I found
prophecy.
A magic scroll.
Exactly. And Flapsworth became your... And this was maybe big news for a while, but now people don't bother you about
it.
But you just have Flapsworth.
Very good, sir.
Basically... Flapsworth has some flaws. Okay.
Leprosy.
Flapsworth. Okay. Flaw number one.
if Flapsworth ever sees shoelaces...
Oh, God. But he lives in a shoe!
Right. No, if Flapsworth ever sees shoelaces, he goes fucking mental.
Oh, why, like, why does he live in a shoe?
He starts...
So I can never wear shoes with laces
get a Velcro shoe. Like, of course. But bear in mind, Flapsworth is a foot high. So if you walk through the streets with him, if Flapsworth sees laces...
Okay.
That's it.
I'm going to save my questions for the end.
Yeah, save your questions for the end. He starts throwing stuff out of the suitcase and he has a huff.
Oh, he has a huff and, like, stuff gets
and
broken.
And the only way to calm him down... is with, like, saffron or something quite hard to come by.
Oh, fool's gold.
So he actually does, indirectly, cost you quite a bit of money. Because not too much. Like, but maybe if you source, like, a kilo of saffron, like, you go on holiday to, I don't know, like, India or something like that, and you bring back, like, a kilo of saffron, right? And it costs you 500 quid,
nearer to get a kilo of saffron.
But, you know, maybe it's worth it for Flapsworth. That's proviso number one. Proviso number two...
Oh, God.
Flapsworth has, like... And I'm not saying this as, like, an offensive way, but Flapsworth has a bit of a potty mouth. Okay? He's not like, he won't go up to someone and be like,
fuck it.
He doesn't do that. But you cannot brief Flapsworth on any kind of scenario.
Oh, so as in he will say the wrong thing.
He will say the wrong thing.
If I see an incredibly...
In a relatively small
fat man
voice.
Out. He'll go, ooh.
Yeah, like, he'll comment. So he's got this, but he is good intentioned.
Okay.
He won't go, like, he won't... cause offence, but he will say things that are actually very funny,
a little bit snide,
but really not the time. like let's say you're, like, sat, like, by in a car park, right, and there is a rather large gentleman, let's say, who's being very nasty to someone else. Like, maybe he's shouting at his dog because his dog crapped in the street and he doesn't want to pick it up, and he's being a dickhead. Like, and then he, like, waddles over next to you, and he's in the car alone. He gets in the driver's seat, and Flapsworth, with the window still open, goes, "I bet his car only turns right."
Oh, you know, that's, like, a zinger!
A zinger, but
that's,
like,
very good joke.
Isn't that a good joke? That's a joke that my dad told against a rather large gentleman who was being a dicker. Or, like, he'll see someone very dolled up for a night out on the town. He'll go,
"It's another one of your dad's.
Cor, I bet she's got some stories."
You know, I like it.
Things that.
But, like, does it ever go to the point when he just leans out? He might will pull up at the traffic lights, and there'll be a young lady in, like, quite a nice summer dress, and he'll just go, "It's a nice skirt."
Yeah, like, he's a little.
Does he land me in it? Or
he lands you in it, and you have to explain that he's not a misogynist, but he is quite. And, like, okay, so that's proviso number two. Proviso
this is bad already. Yeah.
One in every 3 days,
yeah.
Right? But it could be any of the 3 days.
Okay, but it's on average.
He smells of cum.
All right, how strongly? Like, to the point where... oh, this is horrible. How am I ever going to agree to that?
You can't leave him at home.
So you're saying that one every 3 days, right? If I make the mistake of taking Flapsworth with me and wearing shoes, he'll be this tiny, sweary, admittedly witty man who reeks of spunk. Like, flailing around on the street.
And it only presents itself like a third of the way. So you can't wake up and be like,
oh, you smell of cum today. You've got to stay at home.
He can't control it. So that would be the third thing you'd have to deal with.
No.
But,
no.
Of course not.
No.
Of course you would.
Mate, that's so bad. Monkey paw is definitely second finger down.
Of course you...
Oh, Jesus.
Let's say a monkey has...
There's three fingers. Right, so the last one is going to be a team effort. Okay. So
okay.
We are a joint dream, okay?
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Because we deserve a joint monkey wish.
So it's something that
it's going to fuck up both of our lives.
But it
equally.
Has to be something that affects us, but, like, that we both want. Well, as opposed to, I really want this and you really want this and we get all of
it. Try this on for size.
Okay.
Podcast success.
Okay.
Finally.
Okay.
After years... of slaving away.
No, but okay.
No, but we get.
But
we
that
get
could be
there.
One arm.
We
it.
Get
it's
it
success,
big.
Success.
Yeah,
it?
That's number. That's thing number one. Though.
That's thing number one. What's
number
like?
One. So
top
podcast.
The charts.
Adam and Joe. Who are they?
Yeah.
Hey.
Our own radio
who
show.
Are they? Yeah, we go on BBC Radio 1
through six.
Oh, wow.
Like a show every different night. And then
and heart.
Yeah, no, so that's Radio. So we do Radio 1 show, obviously chart music, because we're both so cool. Radio 2, we do jazz.
Yeah.
No, sorry. No, Radio 2, we do a funk and soul show.
Okay.
Radio 3, we do late night jazz.
Okay.
Radio 4, our comedy panel show.
Okay.
Who's for more butts?
5, grunge.
No, 5, we do the football commentary.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah,
okay.
Radio 5 is not a music station.
And 6
station.
Is the music we and 6 actually
is,
always
yeah,
talk
and 6
about.
Is the one we always wanted. And then we start a new radio station called Radio 7. And it gets too big for the BBC.
Yeah, but we're allowed to do it whenever we want.
Yeah.
Because everyone has that much
and
respect
for it. And we split away and we become like the new big radio station.
Yeah.
Right? And then beyond that,
and we like hire all those comedians we love, and we get everyone involved. We just make we recreate
a pioneering radio station,
audio,
free
comedy,
thought,
and everything. Yeah.
Commentary. You know, slightly left leaning. Sure, who cares? But we get a boat.
Oh my god!
And we
okay.
do the radio, and we do the film.
So we have a yacht
for more radio,
like a massive,
massive yacht,
right,
from
okay.
which we broadcast and go on
fun
pirate escapades.
And, oh my god.
And Team of Huskies pulling it.
Yeah, Team of Huskies pulling it.
Super Huskies.
Oh my god. Who are just so happy.
Just so happy.
They are so
okay.
happy all the time.
And then, who's that on the phone?
Oh.
Simon Cowell.
Hello. I'm going to kill myself. And I'm like, yes, Simon Cowell.
No.
And then he just does
Simon
it.
Simon Cowell says, I want you guys to have Sony Music. You can just have it.
Right.
And what you also need to do
is get
start
Brothers.
A band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And start
that. And we take over that, and we get all the kick out all the vaccines and the kooks and Christina Aguilera and all of those other
all those
shysters.
Sassy dicks.
and we sell out the biggest record label in the world. All from the boat.
Yeah.
All from the comfort
so
of our
all
own
from
boat.
The boat still. But
and
also, right, yeah.
Booze.
Like, yeah, and we get given like enough money to do all of the big things that everyone said, like Cure World. Like,
then
we sort the world, we cure everything, we eradicate famine, poverty.
And we get wings!
We basically,
wings.
We get wings, we get communism,
wings.
And like everyone's
okay.
up there and all this kind of stuff. And like no one ever has to work again.
No.
Like, we've sorted
no.
that.
Humanity enters a new golden age.
Yeah.
And aliens.
And also someone calls us and is like, hey, look, we're remaking all of the Final Fantasy games but as movies.
As
and they're actually going to be really good
and
we want you guys to play every character.
No. Yeah. Cloud and Cid are just in every single one.
Yes.
Or Cid or Barrett. No, don't have
you
to.
Make a better Barrett, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, but,
like, I don't know. But then, yeah, exactly. And we get to, like, and they're like, oh, look, we need a new Mario Brothers. We need all this kind of stuff. And we get to do all of it. Like, we just get, so basically, our good thing
no
is
more
we
Bob
get
Hoskins.
Everything we want. Just for Bob. Bob was amazing.
Yeah, the old bloody Mario Bros. Film.
So yeah, and we're just,
okay.
Everything goes right for humanity.
But what does Magic Monkey Paw say?
Okay.
What's the drawback?
Okay. The drawback
Let's be realistic.
Is okay, and it has to be okay. This has to be maybe darker than okay, right. After let's say 20 years of this,
unparalleled success.
Yeah. Let's say 20 years. So we're both mid-40s. We have to toss a coin.
Okay.
Okay. Leave it all down to chance.
Okay.
If it's heads,
right, we win.
We win. Okay. We win, and there's no
but die.
But die.
Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah. If it's heads,
we die.
How do we then win?
If it's tails.
No, we die, but we're heralded.
Yeah,
as
okay,
least.
Yeah, but
okay.
We still die, mate.
We still die.
Right, if it's tails.
If it's tails, okay.
Right, we both. Poo.
Poo.
Just
there and then. Is that it?
No. Not only do
we poo. Oh, and we both have a little poo and everything else is the
no,
same.
No.
That is not a warning.
No, we poo. Right, we poo for a full day. But
that's the
beginning of the curse.
Okay.
That's the beginning. That's how
monkey
it first manifests.
Spoken.
Yeah. And what's that monkey paw?
No.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
so this is like, imagine this, like proper horror film setup.
Okay.
We pooed for a whole day.
I've got it. No,
we think
we,
it's over.
We go through every
we
kind
think
of
it's
poo.
Okay.
Yeah, we go, it's over. But then, right, no, I've got
kind
it. Right.
Poo, a rainbow
poo. And everyone sees it, which would be embarrassing, but still we could deal with it. But then, right.
Day two. Dawn of the second day.
Dawn of the second day. I get up and go, God, yesterday was the worst day of my life. I go for a poo.
I need another poo. As is customary.
And then I hear you in the next room, like
as your seat
comically scream, and you have shit yourself in bed.
Oh, because you were pooing.
Because and it turns
out. Oh my
out,
god!
But we are now linked.
Not even just poo, but every time we even think of poo, we're gone. Like it's just But we're so inconvenient. No, it's a constant burden on our lives, Paddy.
So, but I'm thinking it's like it happens with poo. It's just whenever we think about it, and we're always, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy of continual poo.
Oh my God.
But it's also like we finally get that under control, right?
Okay.
We work out and we get
how
like
many
a rotor system.
God.
And we have.
I'm pooing now, Paddy!
And all of our friends.
Ooh, incoming glory!
Everyone accepts that we are still brilliant, but we have this problem. It's effectively medical.
We have solved the world's problems.
But then, one day, I'm having sex.
You can't do that.
And let's say the sex comes to some kind of climax.
Poo climax.
And you're in W.H. Smith, right? And so you're by the best sellers.
And one of them's called, I Can't Believe I Pooed Myself.
By us.
It's our own book.
And then suddenly,
By the way, the cover of that book is just us both with our hands on our hips going, no!
With like,
I can't believe
sat
I
on like a giant pair of trousers.
All covered in poo. Oh, this is horrific.
But
so, and that time,
and then
you do big poo in mid-sex.
No, I'm saying I climax sexually.
Oh,
you're a double Smith. And suddenly, you're there, and it happens
yeah,
for you as well.
It happens for everyone. Oh.
And we suddenly realise that everything we start doing, so
every
as we get older,
function.
They all start to slip.
Snot.
Until we have
vomiting,
to do this entirely
sweat.
Streamlined, like, both of us together, twin-esque life.
That's horrific. That is absolutely horrific.
And like, and then it gets to the point where, like, we have to end up, like, we probably
yeah.
die very unhappy. Like, we're
covered
in like,
sick and
twin beds next to each other, hoisted up to some funnels and things.
Oh,
and I
my
look
God.
At you, and I go, do you remember 2020? And then you're
and
like,
I go,
oh, yeah. And then you poo.
And I go, yes, it was a fucking error!
And I put, yeah, exactly, and that's what the monkey paw did.
Well, thank God we're never, ever, ever going to have to make that
Funny
decision.
You should say that.
Oh, what
because
is this?
I happened to be in a stereotypical bazaar
okay.
the other day,
what have you
and
got?
I acquired this monkey paw.
Now that is a small ham carving of a monkey paw.
For once, would you just come with
oh,
me
I,
on
I,
these kinds so that...
Well, come over here. Is a little granddaughter of mine, you sweet thing, tell me. Little girl, can you sing?
Yes, Granddad, I can.
No, don't!
The nation spoke.
Spoke.
The shambles listened.
Yeah, but it's end of shambles.
The shambles. Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I ended on.
Carry on.
The shambles listened.
Yeah, that's what I was. That was.
And it's back.
I can't be asked. Oh, we're finally doing Goose Army again.
No. What we're going to do.
What are we going to do, Paddy?
The thing we've received the most correspondence and all this, that, about the other is.
Is it finally Laurie's Sex Hour again?
It's Laurie's Sex Hour.
This week I'll be doing mostly bum stuff.
It is the
choose your own.
Yes, it is.
Owl.
It's choose your own owl. A new section replacing choose your own adventure.
No, it's choose your own adventure.
It's choose your own adventure, guys. And,
it's coming back. Don't worry.
And I know that there's been a couple going up on YouTube recently,
yeah.
and we started to regain
yeah.
some interest in it. And so for next week, and this is my solemn vow, I will be preparing. The next part of the adventure.
Oh, man, I'm so excited.
The flagons partake
just in. Like a little taster.
There'll be all your old favourites will be there. There'll be Engine Room Phil with the... There'll be There'll be
Shelly the Wench!
There'll be Planetarium.
Aren't some of these characters
Whoa,
dead?
Whoa,
I think Planetarium's dead.
Is he?
Oh, I can't remember.
No, Phil is dead. Phil is dead.
Everyone's dead.
All of them are dead.
Okay.
Oh, Dolby's going to be... Like, it's going to be great. I'm basically going to start bringing the strands
back.
And you need to start on your next sort of campaign. So I'm going to be writing that. Okay.
Sweet. But come on, give the people what they want, Paddy.
That's the thing. But we had a little chat about this, and
yeah.
we decided that what the people really want is they want it fast, hard, and now.
Yeah.
Just like I like my coffee. So what I've done is I've prepared this.
Oh, a small scenario. Just a little scenario.
Just a little scenario.
Okay, do it. Set the scene. I'm ready. Take me there.
Now,
I'm
guys,
flagging.
Don't expect this to be jumping straight back in, because basically we need a little, like...
A taster.
It's just,
a little fresher.
It's a taster, and it's the end of the podcast, so we can't, you know, start off on a big
okay.
adventure. But
cool.
Let's just say, this is an interim adventure that happened to Flagon in his time.
Into Skyrim.
No. we can't do that. We can't. Into Morrowind. Now, right, okay. Are you ready?
This is always how this starts with, right, okay. Yeah, I'm ready. You're the one who's unprepared.
Are you ready? Okay. Flagon awakes. You awake. Sorry, I didn't even say Flagon. Yeah. He's in a room.
It's the beginning of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Yeah. One bed. Okay.
Yeah, alright. I'm a lonely dwarf.
He's alone.
I'm a lonely dwarf.
Yeah, yeah. You're not popular.
No.
Okay, so you're going to get out of the bed?
Yeah.
What do you want to do in this room?
I'll get out of the bed.
Okay, you get out of the bed.
Yeah, okay.
And you have a little look around. It's a very kind of simple room.
Yeah. My lodgings are simple. I'm a dwarf of simple tastes.
Yeah, it's like you really are. They're just, and like you, we don't know where you are. You're in any city, you know, in the dream time, you know.
Am I
anyway,
hungover?
Yeah, you're slightly hungover from the night before from all the adventures
okay.
that you've had and will continue to have. There are three doors.
I love adventures.
Three doors. None of them have a window. There are no windows in this room. Oh. One is to the west. One is to the north, and one is Dennis. No, one is to the east. little reference there. The left-hand door is a large sort of... It's like oak.
Where's that going? West.
But it's sort of like someone sanded it, but not with sandpaper. It's like they've sanded it with, like... Can you imagine if you... Now, bear with me. If you shaved a fox, okay? You know foxes are quite bristly. And then you gave it a couple of days, and then you, like, rubbed it on a bit of wood. Yeah,
I have no idea
what would happen to that bit of wood.
Okay, move on. I know that I can.
Yeah. So the next door is a door of stone. Okay. It doesn't appear to have a handle, but it has a sort of circle on the wall next to it. This almost looks like a pressure pad.
Like a dwarf's bum.
Yeah, it's kind of like a dwarf's bum crossed with a door, and then and then door C is sort of like a 1980s game show style door. It's like got like red and blue flashing lights around.
I mean, I feel like it's trying very hard.
Noel Edmonds is stood just to the right of it.
Oh fuck right off!
And he's there Blobby in his there? Blue shirt. No, Blobby's dead. Like in this.
I'm going to go for the since you described it so nicely, the wooden door.
The wooden door.
Foxy door.
Okay, well, let's have a fucking look. This is it, getting back into it. All right, okay. You enter the room.
Oh, what's happening now? What's this to check for?
Oh, my God. Okay. Directly opposite you.
Yeah.
The room is very scarce. Sparse.
Yeah. Even.
Directly opposite you is a mural. Okay. On this mural, it says... Right, and get okay, this is in Elven, but you can read Elven.
Sure. I've done my advanced Elven studies.
It says... Why not contact us at Podshambles on Twitter?
Oh, this is seamless.
And
yes.
Oh, and wouldn't that be good if you sent us all the tweets?
Okay, shall I look to another wall? I'm just going to accept it as some kind of arcane ritual.
Yeah, no, it's really important.
Look at the next wall also, over in the... and read it out loud in the same tone of voice.
Yeah, exactly. And you look over to the next wall. Right, okay. And it says... Or you can email us at podshambles@gmail.com.
Oh, it sounds so mystical in your tongue.
Yeah.
And then the third wall that's now the door on, okay.
Right. The third wall has like the carcass of a chicken just nailed to it.
Okay, I turn away in fright.
Yeah.
And look under my feet.
Under your feet, okay. There is a thing that just... And it's written on the bottom of your shoe.
Oh.
It just says, subscribe here.
To what?
To all of it.
On?
And on the other shoe it says, to the podcast and on to YouTube. So, like, all over your shoes, there are suddenly words.
YouTube!
Yeah, it's like, you know when the in Lord of the Rings, when the elvish lights up.
Subscribe.
It's like, subscribe to Podshambles on iTunes.
And YouTube.
Visit our new YouTube channel. This is around the sole of your foot.
Yeah.
Visit our new YouTube channel.
Curling up towards
YouTube.com/thisisashambles. And then suddenly on your knees, you're suddenly getting covered in text, right? On your knees, you suddenly start to see... Or you can visit our Reddit at www.reddit.com/r/podshambles. I had to check with you there. I'm very sorry. Right, and these words, right? They're climbing up your body. They're like. Imagine if an ant was horny.
Okay.
And you were like a really, you're like a
sexy ant.
Yeah, exactly. And they're all just climbing up you, right? It's like you're like a leaf ready to be burdened, and they're all just coming up you. And then suddenly you see up your neck appears. Oh, isn't Paddy really good? And
it's an evil wizard spell.
Towards your ear, it's like... But
it's
Laurie,
an evil wizard spell!
Laurie's more intelligent. No. And then, like, on the tip of your nose, it says, rate us 5 stars. And you go, I'll definitely do that,
because, Mark. Thanks.
Because what I forgot, and I think Flagon will think this, what Flagon forgets is that sometimes everyone needs a little helping hand. Like Asda.
As if by magic, across my testicles.
Yeah.
Just says...
Which you're already holding.
What it says is, hey.
Exactly. But then as you feel the words...
Hey.
Creep... Yeah. creep up your face.
Hey.
Right? And, like, they include such phrases as Liam Welton. Oh. And Son of the Sea. Oh. And Hearthstone. And, you know, all this.
Pod Shambles.
SEO. Yeah. Oh, we've updated our website. Oh, fan art. Yeah. Yeah, all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Suddenly, you're covered in words, and they're no longer words. It's just like, it's like ink. And you fall into this darkness.
Yeah.
And you hear this scream. Yeah, like the Will I Am scream or whatever it is.
Yeah.
From all those movies.
The Will I Am scream.
The Will I Am scream. It's just, yeah, like, you hear this scream. And then suddenly, with a start, you're on the train. And it was all a dream. But immediately, you probably say, guess I'm ready for another adventure. But I guess you'll have to wait till next time.
Bye.
Don't sleep with the lights off.
Monkey Paw's coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the sound check. I'm joined once again by Paddy Jervis. Hello, Paddy.
Hello. How Captain Braveheart.
Why am I? I'm a radio presenter, not Captain Braveheart. Now, Paddy, since your last time on the sound check, you've been off stuffing butts, haven't you?
I've been butt
stuffing. Stuffing butts full of honey.
Hey, butt stuffer.
Can you tell us a bit about your technique for butt stuffing?
Butt stuffing is a rare art passed down through many generations of the Booster Fairs.
And I just have to interrupt you. Yeah. We are talking about water butts, aren't we? Not human butts.
Talking about ani, the plural of anus.
Oh, fucking ani. Hell. Let's get a bit loud. Okay.
Get a little bit rowdy.
A little bit rowdy with the ani.
Do you want to hear me whisper gently? I mean, I have to remember is coming. Carelessly, that whisper. There are bits where I have to come close, and there are bits where... See, that's it. That we peaked. That's it.
It's over.
A little bit of sound check in my life. A little bit of always very, very high.
A little bit of molecules in my butt.
Woo! A little bit of Bumpy in my butt.
A little bit of Sandra, here I come.
Is that any better if we're down here?
Can we centre it, though, because the mic's there?
Where?
By the space bar.
Space bar, you're my space bar. Gotta turn it down a bit more because that's still peaking quite a lot.
We are both shouting at the same time.
If we talk like this, though, that's the same kind of level, right? Yeah, it's more roughly the same that we were doing before. And we get animated and excited, it gets a bit louder. It's like, oh my god, I talk at the same time as well. That's gonna.
That would be much better if I was talking at the same time.
It would be, really, you fucking twat.
I normally put it at about 50% for when we use this mic.
Yeah, but it's a bit. Look, I reckon, like, there you go, it's peaking quite. Eh. See?
Yeah.
That's why I put it down a bit so we can get a bit.
Well, I don't know how many times you'll make that noise.
I mean, that noise quite a lot.
Paddy Jervis came from Spain. And he was a small man. He was a small guy. He wasn't everything.
Bum, bum.